B-Pod Studios.
The Fanatic.
Rookie Matisse Thybulle on the Comcast Business Hotline. Matisse, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys?
Things are rolling for you guys right now. You're feeling good last night. Great effort last night.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, it was good to take care of that win.
All right, now, you are a plus 13. Every time I look, your defense seems to impact the game. And what we were looking at the other side of it is, like, scoring points, making threes. And last night, you stepped into three nice threes. Tell me a little bit about the progress as far as shooting the ball in the NBA is going for you.
I think a lot of it just started with getting comfortable at the NBA three-point line. And just from that, figuring out what threes are good threes for me at this stage of my career. And I think a lot of that came from just a dialogue with Coach Brown and then just looking at the numbers after we got a couple games under our belt. And I feel like now I found a pretty good feel for what threes I should be taking, what I shouldn't be taking.
All right, now you're seeming to get comfortable in every aspect, and I know, you know, we're looking at how you're coming off of the screens, DHOs, and how he wants you to play, which is space the floor and kind of sit deep in corners and get that thing going. But when you're coming off that dribble handoff, what is your role there?
For me, I just want to put pressure on the defense, force guys to have to come and help so then I can make plays for other guys, whether it's bringing over the big to hit Joel on the roll or it's finding shooters like Mike or Tobias spacing the three-point line.
All right, now, I know I was reading the story where he was talking about he doesn't want you to do what J.J. Redick used to do, which is come off those DHOs and fire. How soon do you think you'd be ready to be that kind of player offensively?
I mean, it's hard to say. I feel like I'm just... With each game, I'm taking what coach gives me, and I think we found something that's working really well for us. And I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
All right, tell me about playing at home. You guys are really, you know, you're putting on a show at home for people. What's the approach at home? How comfortable is it to play in front of these kind of crowds?
I mean, when you have a fan base like ours that is so passionate and brings so much energy to the game, it's hard not to go out there and give them 110%. And I think just for us, knowing that they have our back the way they do and just what they sacrifice just to come to the games, we take it very personally that we need to put on a show and make sure that we win the games for them.
Talking to Matisse Thybulle, Sixer rookie, and there are a lot of people that would like to see you as the first guy in off the bench or to start when guys are out of the lineup, and I guess that's going to come eventually. Tell me about your defensive mindset. You're an aggressive defensive player, and at times early in the season, your mindset is to naturally try to cover everybody, and sometimes in the NBA that can burn you when you come off a shooter. So how have you learned to kind of curtail that and get on a more level playing field when it comes to that?
I realize the guys in the NBA are really good. So just playing that reckless, overly aggressive defense that I did in college wasn't going to work. And I think just watching a lot of film has helped me get a better feel for things just because I can see it and rewatch it and correct my mistakes. And just being able to hold back the urge to just go make those reckless gambles has been huge for me. And I think that it's shown up in like a lot of other ways just in terms of helping not put guys in tough positions and keeping myself out of foul trouble.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's hard not to want to help, though. I know what your mindset is. Like, last night, let's take the last night's game. Now, if you're guarding Ingles, who can fire, what's going through your head there as far as helping out and coming off of him?
I mean, it's hard. Like, I want to help. It's really just helping as much as you can. So So I need to be able to help as much as I can, but still being able to get back and recover and not give a guy like that a look from the 3-point line.
First of all, your experience in Philly, are you living the bachelor life right now in Philly? Like, how comfortable has it been to be in this city?
I mean, the city's been great. Until I moved to Philly, I'd never really been to Philly. So it's everything's been new to me. And I've been really grateful just because the fans in the city have just taken to me so strongly from the beginning that it's been like a great experience. Whether it's just walking around the city or just getting to meet people where I live, everyone's been really welcoming. And I really couldn't have asked for a better experience.
So do you get out in public a lot, or are you pretty much guarded?
I go out to dinner fairly often. I don't know how to cook, so it's a lot of eating out. But yeah, it's just, I explore a little bit.
Okay, I assume you have your favorite spots, and we won't put those out in public. But you know, you're a rookie, so some hazing going on, but some mild hazing. What is this deal where you are charged with bringing water to the media? The damn media? Oh, that happened today?
The media are people too. You guys should appreciate that. but yeah, no, I it's little things like that. And the thing that I don't mind about it is it's always usually helping out somebody. So I have no problem with whatever these guys ask me.
All right, so what did you have to actually do today?
While I was going to do my media coverage after practice, I had to go grab waters for everyone that was there. So I think it ended up being around like 12 or 13 people.
So you brought water to every one of them, and then you sat down and they interviewed you?
Yep.
Well, you disarmed them right away. I mean, that's a genius move.
Hey, it was a vet move by them. They set me up for success.
It is. But how could they ask you about, like, how could they get on your butt with a question if you give them a bottle of water?
Yeah, I think they're all pretty stunned because they couldn't really get over the water bottle thing and ask me any basketball.
Yeah, and those media guys can be bought even with a bottle of water. That's one thing you're going to learn, Matisse. listen, man, keep it up. We're loving watching you. And, you know, the thing that this town likes is a guy that delivers every night with a certain skill. And you certainly have done that. If you're going to make threes, you're going to have this town in the palm of your hands.
I appreciate that.
All right, Matisse, thank you. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Matisse, nice kid.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.